agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Labor Department today says that prices of imported goods fell last month. Import prices declined a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in March from February. The latest weakness reflects stimulus efforts by global central banks that have effectively weakened their currencies against the U.S. dollar. The price of imported oil picked up last month. Petroleum import prices rose 0.8%. The price of the U.S. exports rose 0.1% in March from February. Brazil's crop agency today raised its forecast for the country's soy crop in the 2014-15 growing season to 94.3 million metric tons versus 93.3 million metric tons last month. The harvest in the country's center-west region, which includes the state of Mato Grosso and produces most of Brazil's soybeans, is almost complete. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 200,000 metric tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Of that number, 140,000 metric tons is for delivery during the 14-15 marketing year and the balance during the 15-16 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 17,881, down 6 points. The NASDAQ, 4,392, down 7. The S&P 500, 2,086, and it is up 0.25 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Drier air is moving back across the Midwest today, and we'll likely see the stage set for a couple of days, a field working opportunity for those areas that have not seen a lot of hefty rainfall here recently. The situation varies greatly across the Midwest. A lot of locations are saturated or nearly saturated. There are areas that are not quite so wet, and those are the ones that will be in the fields, at least for a brief period of time, perhaps over the next couple of days. We don't expect any kind of aggressive field work because there is still a lot of moisture around and it's still somewhat cool across parts of the region. But as we go forward through the weekend, there will be another opportunity for precipitation coming across the region and another expected to next week. We'll expect the temperatures today to warm up a little bit better, but not be quite as warm as they have been. The lows this morning were mostly in the 40s and 50s across a big part of the Midwest, a few 30s occurring from portions of the Central Plains and Central Iowa northward into the upper parts of the Midwest. Well, the forecast is going to promote additional precipitation for parts of the region as we go out into the next 7 days, and the situation will not be ideal by any means for parts of the lower Midwest to see much in the way of aggressive fieldwork, if any occurs at all in some locations. Now, the first storm system that will impact the region is expected to begin to push across a part of the region as we get into the heart of the weekend. This first disturbance is going to impact the western Corn Belt as early as tomorrow night, and at that point we'll likely see showers and a few thunderstorms to develop from parts of Kansas and Missouri into Wisconsin. A lot of the precipitation, though, will hold off until we get close to Sunday morning, so that gives us most of the day today and most of the day tomorrow for drying conditions across the majority of the Midwest. Some of the eastern Midwest this morning is still dealing with cloudiness and cool conditions with some drizzle and a little bit of shower activity, but for the most part, the precipitation will be over here as we move to the afternoon and clearing skies will occur there. Well, this disturbance in the western Corn Belt on Saturday night, Sunday morning will work its way across the central and eastern portions of the Midwest as we go through the day Sunday and into Monday morning. The system will be quick to move across the Midwest once again. The moisture totals are not expected to be heavy, but there will be enough precipitation to maintain wet conditions for many locations across across the region. The next system that comes in behind it is expected to be maybe a little bit more organized, a little bit more aggressive for parts of the region, but we will have a brief break of another day or two without precipitation occurring, and temperatures will turn warmer as we wait for the next system to come across the region. That next system will be in the western Corn Belt as we get out into the day on Wednesday, and it will work its way eastward Thursday and Friday, and the precipitation will be quick moving, and again, not necessarily heavy rain producer, so we'll likely see only a disruption to farming activity for a while. And as we get into some drier air at the end of next week, probably see some farmers back into the fields again a little bit more quickly. Precipitation frequency and intensity during the period from the 18th through the 25th will likely be much less than it has been across the lower Midwest, Delta, and southeastern states. Temperatures across the area this weekend are expected to be a little bit on the mild side. Highs today will be in the 40s and 50s in the Great Lakes region, and 60s will occur in the lower Midwest. Tomorrow, mostly 50s and 60s across the area, with some 70s near and to the west and south of the Missouri River. The temperatures will warm as we move into Sunday and Monday, but the precipitation will interfere with that warm-up. We'll likely see a lot of 60s and lower 70s. Low temperatures at night will be non-threatening as we move forward through this next several-day period. Most readings will be in the 30s and 40s, with even a few 50s ahead of the frontal system late this weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
How would you like this as your personal cell phone answering message?
Good agricultural day to you. This is Illinois Public Media Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Jack is not here right now, but leave your name and number after the beep and he'll get back to you.
You can have that or another custom message on your cell phone from Dave by calling now at 217-244-9455 with your pledge of agricultural support. We'll randomly pick up to five winners, one for each day of our spring pledge drive.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Let's see how futures are trading hard red winter May wheat. 5.54 and three quarters, up 3 1/4. Soft May, 5.22, up 3 1/4. May corn, 3.77 and a quarter, down 3/4. July, 3.85, down 3/4. December, 4.02 and 3/4, down 3/4. May soybeans, 9.53 and 3/4, up 1/4. July, 9.58 and a quarter, unchanged. November, 9.43 and a half, down 1 3/4. May soybean meal, 3.11.80, down 30. May soybean oil, 30.88, up 4 cents. April live cattle, 159.85, down 195. April feeders, 214.85, down 162 and a half. And April lean hogs, 62.35, and they are up 25. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if anything, this week's trade just reminds us how choppy it can be within a trading range.
Yeah, I think definitely we've seen some volatility pick up, probably. Look forward to seeing that as we move, you know, a little bit more into the growing season here. I think the report tended to kind of remind people where we're at on the fundamental side. But a couple of things that I just wanted to point out this morning. One is that the dollar's working its way back up there, trying to bump up against that 100 mark again, the U.S. dollar index. And the other thing that kind of bothered me a little bit on yesterday's trade was we saw the open interest jump up quite a bit, almost 13,000 contracts yesterday on a pretty big down day, and that tells us that probably we're seeing some new shorts go into the marketplace there, which they can always reverse, but that's not usually a good sign this time of year if we're seeing new sales being made, new people entering the market on the short side of the market.
And with that, what had me on alert was not so much the soybeans, but soy meal, which broke in old crop below the prior 2015 low.
Yeah, I think the meal and beans are trying to push down there to some previous lows, although those lows held. You know, I guess it's not unusual or unprecedented that you see some pressure still this time of the year. I mean, we're kind of right in the middle of April. That's kind of when all the stuff gets really starting to flow out of the South American ports. And, you know, it's the middle of harvest, and we got to kind of expect some of that, I think.
Well, at least perhaps hedge pressure might be waning because we have reports that Brazil's harvest is about done.
Yeah, they're starting to wind the harvest down, so we're on the back hill side of that, or the back side of the hill on that. But, you know, we will continue to see the stuff come in, out into the ships and that. And I think one of the things that sparked yesterday's move, of course, was some of the, you know, rolling of the old crop sales to the new crop on the Export Weekly report there yesterday.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. May corn, 376 down 2. July, 384 down 1 and 3 quarters. December, 401 and 3 quarters down 1 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 953 down a half. July, 957 and 3 quarters down a half. November, 942 and 3 quarters down 2 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.